We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And right now, we're going to have Mark Menard to give us our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, what you got for us?
Well, the Pelicans are back on the court tonight in Philadelphia, taking on the 76ers. The Sixers right now are 13-0 at home this season, 19-7 overall, having a very good year. The Pelicans not having a very good year. They are 6-19, and they have now lost 10 in a row. I believe their longest drought in history is 11, so they would match that with a loss tonight. So we'll have to wait and see if they can stop the skid or tie history.
And this is my understanding. This is the longest under Alvin as well.
I believe so.
Yeah, this is the longest. Nine was actually the longest under him, and so this 10 game is the longest in under him as well. But
making history, but just not the way you
not
want.
not the right history. And one. I don't want to. We'll just call it news. I don't want to say it's positive, negative, but Monday will be 8 weeks for Zion.
Yeah.
And I know that they said, earlier, originally 6 to 8 weeks, but about a week ago said they're going to push that back until he is 100% ready, not thinking short term, but maybe long term in a sense, with Zion and his possible return. What do you know on that, or can you give us your thoughts there?
I think it's the right move. We don't need to play around with this injury. We need to make sure that he's ready to go before he gets on the court. You're talking about your future. You probably weren't going to make the playoffs this season anyway, and now the way this season has gone, it's best to just make sure Zion is healthy. There's no reason to rush him out onto the court right now, because he's going to get out there, and then he's going to need to build the same chemistry with his teammates that they've been building without him, and it's going to take some time before this team looks like a cohesive unit with him on the floor. I mean, they don't look like a cohesive unit without him on the floor, so this is This is a season where you're going through the growing pains, and they're painful. They're very painful right now.
Definitely not the prettiest sight.
Not the prettiest sight. I think the biggest disappointment right now is that they're still just not communicating on defense.
Well, defense and offense. I think one of the positive signs, and it's nothing official as well. Maybe we get Derek Favors back tonight.
We can hope, because he didn't play the other night because they wanted him to get his conditioning a little bit better because he'd been out for a while. So hopefully, we'll find out here shortly, because the game's at 6:00. So
yeah, well, he's going to work. Once he worked out basically before the game and then in warm-ups,
right,
they were going to see, could he give him, 15, maybe 20, 25 minutes or so. And that'll help with your front court presence. I mean, because
absolutely,
they've been thin there. They were already thin without Zion, and then with him missing time, that definitely doesn't help as well.
The term that always makes you impatient is game time decision. And so we're waiting to hear the game time decision on Derek Favors. But hopefully he'll get back on the court tonight, at least give him something, because they're thin. They're thin when it comes to the big men, and Jackson Hayes has been doing okay. There's times when he looks like a rookie, and there's times when he shows out a little bit.
Well, he was due for a redshirt year before all the injuries. And
right, but you know what? I'm glad he didn't get it. I'm glad that he's been out there and getting the time that he's getting. These are meaningful minutes for him, and I think he's going to be a star for this team sooner rather than later. So yeah. I really like the minutes that Jackson Hayes has been getting and the time he's been getting, playing against some of the best, because he's really, the schedule has been front-loaded for this team, and they've faced off with the best teams the NBA has to offer early on here. So he's gotten some serious minutes against some of the best in the NBA, and I think it's going to serve him well going forward, because I think he's going to be a star for this team. He's really shown some flashes, and he's one of the bright spots.
He's definitely been a bright spot for him as far as, offensively being able to do some different things there, and defensively, just has a ways to go. He's got to grow into his body, I think.
He's got to put on some muscle.
Yep. Muscle and weight. Just give me some weight,
he kind of reminds you a little bit of when Anthony got here. He that tall, lanky build, yeah, where he's going to bulk it up a little bit, and it's just going to take time. He's only 19.
Yeah, so hopefully the Pelicans can get a W soon. You know, I would love one tonight, but you're talking about an undefeated 76ers team, and Embiid is a monster.
He is a monster. Ben Simmons has stepped his game up this season. This Philadelphia team looks like it's going to be a major contender in the East and maybe make up for the NBA Finals, which, you know, the Warriors juggernaut is not happening this year. You might have something out west with L.A. with the Clippers and Lakers. But
I think you got a team up there a little north of them, Boston, and as well as go west of Milwaukee that has something to say about representing the East.
Certainly,
just yet.
But Philadelphia should be in that mix at the end of the season.
They'll be in that mix.
So this weekend you've got Philadelphia tonight, and then they're off tomorrow. And then on Sunday they are back at home to take on the Orlando Magic. Maybe they can end the skid there if it doesn't end tonight.
We'll see. Mark Menard with our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.